I watched quite a bit this morning, and I've been watching for the last year and reading and listening to people who were there and senators, congressmen, congresswomen, why it happened, and we're going to know more and more as thing goes on. But mostly it just kind of it makes me sad. But hopefully we can move forward, find out what happened, hold people responsible for what happened, and then move forward and get back on track.
When we spoke last year, we were talking about how an educator goes about teaching current events like what happened last January 6th as it's happening when the political climate is so volatile. It's been a year. So, how have you incorporated January 6th into your curriculum?
It was good timing for me in the sense that KPC taught a Civil War class starting in January. So students from around Alaska were able to take an American Civil War class through me. And one of the first things that we did in class is we showed a picture of the gentleman who was running through the Capitol on January 6th holding the Confederate flag. And I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with that photo. And so we basically started the American Civil War class asking students from Alaska, what does this photo mean to you? Or what do you see here? And there was about 15 or 16 students, and we were all on Zoom because of COVID. So it was live Zoom. And I got everything from he's breaking the law, and that the Confederate flag is a sign of states that seceded from the Union illegally to, well, actually, that's just a symbol of states' rights and it's cultural, and there's nothing too wrong with the flag itself. And then so it was interesting that through these 15 or 16 students, you could see that even when you're looking at the same photo at the same time discussing it, images and ideas and events mean different things to different people. So it has been fairly difficult in this time period to teach things like January 6th.
Where do you go from there as a professor? Like, as an educator, how do you carry on that conversation?
Well, that day it went on, okay, that's great. Now let's learn about what the flag is. And then so for the next 4 months we discussed the reasons for the Civil War, what it meant to the country, why it occurred, could it have been stopped, things like that. And so we went through some of the reasons why a human, a person, an American would be flying the Confederate flag through the Capitol. And so from that day forward, we tried to explain that photo a little better with historical outlooks.
You went to a January 6th remembrance today. Can you talk about that?
Sure. It was put on by the Homer Unitarian Universalists, and it was a vigil, and it was a discussion of and a remembrance of what happened a year ago, and just kind of how we got here and what we can do to help heal and kind of move our democracy forward so that we don't lose it. And so my role in this was they asked me to give a speech, and I gave a short 6 7 minute, because it was like 8 degrees outside, discussion on the historical comparisons between the time that Abraham Lincoln was first elected to his inauguration, which was from November to March, and kind of the similarities between when Joe Biden was elected to his inauguration. And I kind of went through some of the similarities in the sense that we have been through this before and we got out of it. And one of the things that Abraham Lincoln said at his inauguration was essentially that we're friends, we're not enemies. We must not be enemies. And even though passions have strained us, we have to come together.